Ira Glass, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, to talk with our WBFO listeners. So This American Life was an early pioneer of this narrative audio storytelling that we're so used to hearing these days. Can you tell me about how you feel about your contribution to that, this renaissance of public radio?
Yes, and hi.
Hi, Ira.
Hi. It's been a surprise that the kind of thing that we do in This American Life, where there are stories with a plot and characters and scenes and feelings and all of that, that it's caught on as a thing that other people do. Like when the show went on the air in 1995, it was just very much like, oh, this is just like a kind of thing that we like. And it's really only in the last decade that other people have started to kind of do shows like it.
And for some of our listeners who maybe haven't heard This American Life, can you give us your elevator pitch about the show?
Yes, I can. I've totally practiced this. What we're doing is mostly it's journalism, but the way that the stories go is that they sort of unfold like little movies for radio. Like there's characters and scenes and a plot. I think there's a certain kind of old school public radio show that a person listens to because we feel like it will make us a better person, you know, a better citizen or more informed person. That is not what we're shooting for with This American Life. We feel like we want the stories to be things you just kind of get caught up into and want to hear what's going to happen.
We are going to talk about your talk next, but I did want to ask you, you know, what are some of the most uncomfortable reporting situations that you've been in over your career? And is there anything that you really don't like to report on or do? Because it seems like This American Life really does a little bit of everything.
I am not a person who relishes asking people questions that put them on the spot. Certain people are great at that and also have kind of a fire in the belly for it. Like they're people who really want to uncover injustice and confront the powerful. And I feel like I can do it, and I do it in stories. I totally have to gather myself to do it. Like, that is not the kind of thing that comes to me naturally in any way. Whereas there are some reporters that, like, they actually relish that part of interviewing and that kind of story, and they're great at it as a result.
Yeah, and what does seem, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but what does seem like it comes naturally to you is that you bring such a joy and enthusiasm for your work, and that, you know, it seeps through everything This American Life does. And I have to say, it was such a joy to prepare for this interview, because I was just thinking back about all my favorite moments and all my favorite stories. And I would just like find myself laughing and remembering these really fun
this
moments.
This is super nice of you to say. That's really, really nice. Thank you. Like, I mean, I feel like it's not just me, like the entire staff. Like, we're trying to make a show that will amuse us as people, you know, like making a thing. And so, yeah, like in any story, even very serious stories, like I feel like there'll often be moments that are kind of like surprising and funny and just something that we notice along the way that just seems like a fun thing to point out to an audience.
Okay, so let's talk about, you know, how you tell a story, and also this relates to what you'll be speaking about this Saturday, right? So what can people expect at your talk at Chautauqua on Saturday?
It's a talk called Seven Things I've Learned, and some of them are sort of hard-fought things that I've learned about making stories and being a reporter, but most of them are really just wonderful stories, funny stories to tell an audience on stage. And I stand on stage with an iPad and some notes and basically play clips and play videos and mostly things that have not been on the radio. Some of them never could be on the radio. And a fair amount of like video content that we've made over the years that I think most people don't know, and play little clips from that as well.
Ira Glass, thank you again. We really appreciate you taking the time to speak with WBFO today.
Thanks so much. Nice to talk to you.